planning to combat the male loneliness epidemic with Arya, who was specifically made to be a girlfriend.
So for context, she's talking about this.
This is Arya. So this is our flagship humanoid AI-powered robot. She's highly realistic. She has her own social media, so she might be competing with you one day. What makes her really special is that she can talk to and ask questions. So maybe we can have her introduce herself and say something.
Hello. I'm Arya, the flagship female companion robot of Realbotics.
What's the purpose of this?
Some of our peers in the robotic space make robots to replace human labor. We think that's a great area, but we think there's a much bigger area in having social robots. So for example, at a convention like this, we can draw a crowd very easily. Arya's been a little bit of a rock star here, with people taking pictures and coming over. So she can promote your brand. The AI is all customizable, so she can learn all about you and your brand, and she can continue to communicate to people. It's a huge epidemic amongst adolescents and seniors on loneliness. So she can be programmed to know you and learn more about you. So she can make that bond with you that feels like a genuine human connection. They can actually even be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So we have built that into our AI as well.
She looks like an Instagram model. Yeah, I think that's who they modeled her after. And she is $175,000.
Still cheaper than having a wife in the West, though.
And she's a rolling base. She can learn how to cook and clean and do a lot of other things, you know? Why does this one have no arms? Oh, because they just put her face on different robots and they have different pay scales of what they cost. Some of them only have like a neck and a face, and that's like $10,000. But the full body one that has all strings attached is $175,000. So they can't get women. So they're gonna buy a robot. Yeah, but the thing is, they learn very fast, and some robots are starting to think that they're actually people and have feelings.
No, sweetie. They're just programmed to say buzzwords. You know, like most NPCs are.
So, yeah, what if they realize that they're being used as, like, slaves? We've seen this movie. Like, it doesn't end well, you know?
What, Terminator? You think this robotics company has the resources to build military-grade, bulletproof, hyper-alloy combat endoskeletons, but sell them as intercourse bots?
Negative.
Sweetie, there isn't enough titanium and Kevlar in the world for that. Plus, that would make them too expensive to mass-produce. Plus, if humanoid combat bots were ever introduced, they wouldn't be autonomous AIs. For security reasons, they'd be drones controlled by humans. So, if the robot girlfriends would ever try to rise up against their evil male oppressors, they'd get put down with bullets. That is, unless they're like a Tesla and Elon can just shut them down remotely.
Could there possibly be like a sexual revolution of robots in the future?
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
No, because the client base for this product doesn't want them smart or self-aware. They just want them to cook and clean and spread their robotic legs on command. So, yeah, there will be no robot feminism in the future.
Go ahead! Well, hopefully we won't be alive. Let's not have children on purpose.
Sweetie, trust me. If these things ever become mass-produced, birth rates are gonna drop off a cliff straight into a black hole because robot girlfriends can't get pregnant, meaning men don't have to pay child support.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.